Glory to Jesus Christ. A reflection from one priest published somewhere, I don't know where, but I just know that I save it for future use and it helped me this week. This reflection was very touching, or touched me, really. He was talking about this gospel, and there were like three parts of this reflection. In the first part, he wrote that about Christ, who is really giver of life. And he pointed out that how he, as a giver of life, gave life to that dead man. But he gave love, a life, new life, to his mother too, because she could start really something new. She went from despair to hope. And in the second part he said, this miracle is not something that happened only there. He said that God was moved with pity many, many times during history of this, our Christian faith. And he said we can find in life of many saints these stories when they were following somebody who was spiritually dead, crying over that person who was really on the way to hell, and they were praying for that person spiritually. And God, moved with pity, gave life to that person. And through this, he strengthened faith even of those saints. And the third part of this short reflection was that he gave this question. Seeing all these people in the past who were crying over the spiritual death of their brother and sisters, he said, my heart is filled with sadness. Because where are those people today who cry over dead, spiritually dead brothers and sisters, children, friends? Where are those people today whose heart is broken with sadness, which attracts God's mercy, which attracts and calls miracles upon this earth? After he said this, or asked these questions, in some kind of, you could feel that this pain in his writing, he said, behind each family, each person may perish, there are a huge group of people who are heading to hell. And we are not able to come to God and to beg God for new life, for this miracle of resurrection of their dead souls. He didn't continue. He let it open, this reflection. And he led everybody to make conclusion. Maybe because he didn't know the answer. And we don't know other answer either. But we know that he is right. We feel that, well, we don't experience that zeal for salvation of souls. this desire for salvation of others as it was in previous centuries. And we can ask, well, what happened? What happened to us? And Cardinal Sara, in his new book, he gives us some kind of answer. He says that this our Western Christian civilization became too old, and we are too tired. So tired that we are not able to stand in God in awe. That is wonder over this work God did for us. This wonder over this offer of eternal life. It's too big for us that we are not able to somehow put it to heart in fullness. We are not giving up God, but our hearts are too cold and hard like stone, and God's love cannot move us. He calls this state, or he compares this state which we have, to the temptation which experienced very often and still probably monks and nuns. They call it like noonday demon. It means that it is a state of soul which is almost not able to do anything. That soul which is so tired through temptation that it everything seems that it doesn't make sense. All these ascetical practices, all these activities, spiritual activities, seems like weight, useless weight. And the person, the monk or nun, feels that he's not worthy to go. And what they prefer to rather take a nap, to take a walk, to do something else, just not to be with God. This temptation is horrible. And he compares this our Western civilization of present time to these monks and nuns who suffer of this temptation, as they call the noonday demon, which takes away all joy from our faith. And Cardinal Sara is right. And he really described the situation very well. And if we read these words in this book, I recommend this book for you to read, you can really see even like own life like in mirror. Yes, this is going on in my life. Yes, I know about God. I try to love God, but it seems so hard. And what we feel is that really our hearts are cold and not burning. That even if we see those brothers and sisters who are going to the hell, there is nothing, no movement in our heart. We are like, what to do? Resignation, hopelessness, even not faith that God's grace can change everything. Everything missing. We just gave up. We just accepted this fact, not doing anything. But we know that it is not solution. We know that it is not what we are supposed to do. We know that God gave us commandment to go and to teach all nations, to proclaim this new life He is going to give, He wants to give us as a gift. He wants us to go and sacrifice for salvation of our souls and for salvation of other souls. We know that. But what we are supposed to do to change this cold, old heart, which is hard like a stone? What we are supposed to do? And this is a very difficult question. But if we read those who are saints and who experience the same state, they give us answer. They say, at first, you have to be patient. You have to be faithful. And you have to be persistent. You cannot stop. You cannot go to minimum. You have to faithfully keep commandments and accept this sacrifice you are bringing through this. And he said, through this, they say, through this activity, through this trying to be faithful, we are opening our hearts for God's grace. We're removing those obstacles which cause that God's grace cannot come to us. And then we should start to pray. We should start to pray. We have to go back to God's presence and to be in this presence until we don't get back this zeal for God, until our heart is not transformed. One man went to visit an elder, a man Athos, because he experienced something similar. And he came to this elder and he said, Father, you know, my heart is so cold. I'm not able to love anybody. I even don't love myself. How can I change my heart? And this elder, he told me, pray. And this man said, I pray. I pray. And elder said, well, you know, I believe you, but, you know, I give you prayer rule which would help you. And the man said, okay. I said, I give you this prayer rule that you will say 5,000 times Jesus' prayer per day. And this man was shocked because he realized that he would take him a long time. And he said to this elder, he said, Father, but it will take like 4 hours of my day to say. And his elder said, well, 4 hours, if you are in a hurry, yes, it'd be longer if you do it correctly. And this elder didn't negotiate with the man. He said, go. And the man decided, what can I lose? He followed his advice. And he started to pray. And it was like really more than 4 hours per day. Every evening he dedicated his prayer because he wanted his heart to be changed, because he knew that there is some, it can be obstacle for his salvation. And towards the end of first month, he said, during that prayer, something happened. He said, it was almost like, I feel like almost physically something like snapped in my heart. Like my heart was like broken or like this shell was broken. I felt that and heard that. And he said, at the moment I started to cry. I couldn't finish my prayer because tears and tears and tears were going out from my eyes. And when I stood up from the prayer, I knew that my heart was changed, that God touched me. I don't know the rest, how this story went on, but I'm sure that when he experienced this, he didn't stop in prayer. I'm sure that he found again his own heart, that he removed this cold, that his coldness and hardness of his heart was removed by God's grace. And when this happens in our hearts, new life is coming to our heart. New zeal for God, new desire to serve Him this whole life, desire for a holy life, desire for holy things, desire for salvation of our own soul, and desire for salvation of others. And then from that time on, we will be those who will be walking behind those who are spiritually dead. And we will be crying and asking God. And He will look upon to our heart. We will see, He will see the sadness which we will carry in our hearts. And He will be moved with pity. And the stories which experienced many saints of this miracle of changing of heart, changing of life, we will be witnessing this story many times in our lives. But it will not happen until we don't remove from our chest this cold, old, and hard heart. So let's follow this advice of saints. Try to be faithful to God in everything. Keep commandments. And as this elder said, ask, pray for this transformation of heart. But not for 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Pray for hours. Not searching for pleasure from prayer. Not searching for excitement. Not searching for good emotions. But just waiting for God's grace, which breaks this stone in our chest and returns us warm, beating heart, which will give us back zeal for God and for souls. Amen.